Hello and welcome to the Indigo Minute Podcast. I am your host, Maxim Presence, the Ascension Alchemist. Thank you for joining me here today as I discuss the topic of holding the light. One of the greatest challenges that we face as conscious creators is our ability to hold the frequency of light that we prefer no matter what is happening in our environment. Now, before I get into this concept of holding the light, I want to define what I mean by the light. Light is the one substance that everything is made of. Light is the universal silly putty that makes up all form. That's why when you say we are all one, at a fundamental level, it is true because we are all made of this one light energy. We're all made of energy, and this energy is light. And this light is just undifferentiated, meaning it is homogeneous. There is no separation in it. It's just white light. And as a conscious creator, we have the ability to take this white light and define it in any way that we prefer, consciously or unconsciously. We're doing this all the time already. We're taking light, white light, and we're defining it into specific forms. All the colors of the rainbow come from this one white light. All the different colors of light come from white light. All these colors of light are different aspects, different attributes of the one light. They're different sub-frequencies of the one light which all things are made of. This white light is within you. It's made of you. You are the light. And there's an open door within your heart to an infinite library of frequencies within this white light. So this white light contains all possibility, all potential frequencies. And you as a conscious creator get to choose what frequency of light you're going to bring out of yourself and into your world. Now, we do this all the time. We bring out frequencies of light sometimes consciously and sometimes very unconsciously. And as conscious creators, the challenge that we face is to consciously pour out the frequency of light that we prefer to feel and experience, no matter what anybody else is doing or projecting in the moment. Now, I know you've had this experience before where you're feeling in a good mood and you come into an environment where somebody else is feeling in a bad mood, and their bad mood makes you start feeling that very same bad mood that they're feeling. And as a conscious creator, your challenge is to feel whatever you want to feel, no matter what anybody else is feeling, and basically hold the frequency that you prefer without getting pulled into the frequency that somebody else is putting out that you don't prefer. In every moment, there is a, what I like to call a dominant frequency that's present. And whenever a dominant frequency comes in contact with another dominant frequency, there's a battle for dominance. There's a battle for which one of those dominant frequencies is going to become the supreme frequency. Now, what I mean by this is when you are feeling in a mood that's positive, when you're feeling well-being, when you're feeling confidence, when you're feeling happy and peaceful, and your frequency is, let's say your dominant frequency is well-being. You feel well. And you walk into a room where somebody is feeling anger. Somebody's feeling frustration and irritation. There is a battle of frequencies that takes place. Your frequency of well-being and confidence is now battling head-to-head with the frequency of anger and frustration and irritation that somebody else is putting out there. So it's up to you as a conscious creator to hold your frequency without falling into matching the frequency that you don't prefer. What's happening on a mechanical level is one individual is very unconscious, triggered by something that happened in their day, and they're triggered in an unconscious way to hold a frequency of anger, frustration, and irritation. And they feel justified in holding that frequency because of something that happened. This person, you know, pissed me off and effed me over, and so I'm justified in being angry and upset and irritated and frustrated. And that those feelings are making me feel empowered that they're wrong and I'm right, and I'm going to feel angry and frustrated and irritated, and I'm going to talk all this smack and put it out into the environment. Now, all those energies of anger, frustration, and irritation are not healthy for that person. And they're not healthy for anybody in the environment because they're lower frequencies that damage the body, that create disharmony in the environment. Now, you as a conscious creator, you have the ability to transform those energies and hold the frequency that you prefer, which is more harmonious, that creates well-being in the environment, confidence in the environment. So how do you do this? How do you hold your frequency when somebody is so committed to holding a frequency that's not healthy for the environment? How do you not fall into feeling anger and irritation and frustration when they're so powerfully putting that out there? Well, the first step is you must be aware of your presence. You must be fully conscious of yourself in that moment. So the first step is to be connected, to become centered in your infinite eternal presence. So in every moment, you are able to connect with your infinite eternal untouchable presence, which you are fundamentally. You are the source of all power, wisdom, and love. And your connection to that you, to yourself, to your source, is the number one priority. Because if you're not connected to your infinite power, wisdom, and love, to your infinite, untouchable, eternal presence, then it's going to be very challenging for you to hold a dominant frequency consciously. Because your power comes from the power of the presence that you are, not from your limited identity of a separate character. So number one, connect with your presence. Number two, you want to choose to, you want to be aware that you're choosing to hold the frequency. So you're going to choose to hold the frequency that you prefer. So you're saying, okay, I'm the presence. Now I'm going to choose to put out this frequency that I prefer. And that frequency can be peace. It could be neutrality. It can be love. It can be harmony. It can be confidence. It could be whatever your imagination creatively comes up with. But the point is, after you're connected with your presence, you choose to put out a dominant frequency that you prefer. Third, after you choose the frequency, you want to decide to project it into your atmosphere, into your environment, because it's the atmosphere that's going to change the individuals in it. It's not up to you to change the person that's putting out the anger. It's up to you to change the environment that that person is in. Because it's the environment that's going to change the person. You're not trying to battle the person themselves. You're changing the environment that they're in. Think about it this way. When you walk into a harmonious environment, that harmonious environment is designed to help you hold a harmony within yourself. When you walk into an environment that's very cluttered and messy, it's not designed to help stimulate clarity and harmony. So The environment attracts and organizes the things within it. And because your presence contains the environment, when you put out a frequency, you as the presence, as the environment, change the forms within it. You change the characters and how they feel within you as the presence. So you are then responsible for projecting the frequency that you prefer as the environment, and sustain it, sustain and hold that frequency of peace no matter what is being said or what that other person is doing. So here are the three steps. You're connecting with your presence, you're projecting a frequency that you've chosen, and third, you're sustaining that frequency in the face of the other person sustaining their anger frequency. Because when somebody's committed to anger or frustration or irritation, they're going to unconsciously feel justified in feeling that way, and they're going to battle you on holding that anger. They want to hold the anger. They want to feel and continue to feel frustrated and irritated because it makes them feel empowered, and it's the only way they know how to deal with what happened to the trauma that they experienced. So they're going to hold that frequency because they believe it serves them. So they're going to battle you on whatever frequency you're trying to put out of peace, whatever frequency you're putting out. So it's up to you to sustain the frequency by just visualizing this energy flowing out of you and feel the feelings, hold your attention on the frequency that you prefer without holding your focus on the frequency that they're emitting. So if they're putting out anger, you recognize that, but you quickly hold your attention on your well-being, on your peace. And not only do you focus on that feeling, but you focus on blasting that feeling powerfully into your environment. And as you continue to do this, you'll notice that other person will, maybe they're gonna get even more angry. But if you keep holding that peace, no matter how angry they get, they're gonna eventually lose that battle within minutes or maybe seconds, and they're gonna match your peace. This is what happens when somebody that's very violently angry and they're talking to somebody that's just super peaceful, it's hard to be angry at somebody that's just really peaceful. You know, so if you can hold your peace, then that person's gonna calm down in your presence because they cannot be angry in the presence of somebody that's super peaceful. It doesn't make sense. So they're either going to bring you into their anger or you're going to bring them into your peace. And the power behind the commitment to the frequency is what's going to win. So if you're committed to your peace and you're conscious of that, you're a conscious creator, your powerful commitment to your peace is going to draw them into that frequency. Now, if you're not as powerfully committed to your peace as they are to their anger, then you're going to be drawn into their anger. So either your dominant frequency of peace will win or their dominant frequency of anger will win. Either way, a new dominant frequency will be established in the environment, and that's what will be experienced. But you as a conscious creator have the ability to radiate, to sustain any frequency of light that you prefer by your connection to your powerful presence. Because in any given moment, you get to choose what you're putting your attention on. You get to choose whether you're going to focus on whatever you're going to choose to focus on. You get to choose. Your imagination is infinite. So you get to decide how you're going to feel in that moment. And nothing can shake you out of that except your own unconscious identification with somebody else's projections. So my recommendation is for you to practice holding the frequency of light that you prefer. When it doesn't count in your meditations, choose to hold the frequency of peace, or choose to hold the frequency of confidence, or whatever frequency you want, And then when you're faced with the situation of anger or irritation that somebody else is putting out there, or even an unconscious trigger that you put out there, you can bring yourself back to the frequency that you prefer because you've practiced doing that when it's not so chaotic, when it doesn't count so much in your meditation and your practice space. So practice, 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 and you will be the master of your vibration no matter what is happening in your experience. Now, there's so much more to dive into and discuss the intricacies of the consciousness mechanics happening here, but this is an introduction to holding the light, because the light is very complex as it is simple. So practice, 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 and let me know if you have any questions or any experiences in holding the light and your victories of holding the light. And the more times you write down your victories in holding your frequencies in the face of a challenge, the more confidence you'll have in doing so later. So write down your victories, which will compound themselves to create more confidence in future, into future and bigger victories. Because the greatest master is able to transform any energy into another energy through the presence of their conscious self at any moment. And as you ascend into your self-mastery, you'll notice you're able to do the same as well. So thank you for joining me on this episode of the Indigo Minute Podcast. I've been your host, Maxim Presence. You can check out more information on Ascension at indigominute.com. Thank you. I love you. May the force be with you. Peace and many blessings.